Thank you very much, Yvette Edwards, for coming for an interview with us today, and I'm Bernard John. So tell me, Yvette, where were you born?
I was born down in Basingstoke.
Would you mind saying when that was? You don't have to.
When? In 1973, March of 1973, at the Basingstoke Hospital.
What's your earliest memories, your earliest childhood memories?
My earliest memory is probably around the age of four. I don't think I remember much before that, but I sort of remember perhaps through looking at photos, so I'm not sure how many of the memories are perfectly my own and how many have been shown me on a photograph several times and things, but around the age of four or five I can remember a few things.
About
the family house.
Yeah.
I remember I have vague memories of the house before my dad built the extension on the back. I have vague memories of the sloping garden in the house that we had, and of my dad mowing the lawn. My dad's a grand gardener, and so kind of garden was important to him, and he put a swing up in the garden for me. I remember going to visit my gran, his mum, who lived over in Hannington, and my nan, who lived in the village the other side of Basingstoke called Bramley. So one was in one direction and one set of grandparents in the other direction.
So tell me more about your dad. What was his profession?
My dad was a draftsman. He did work for a company before Vickers Medical, and I forget which one it was, but most of my growing up life he worked for Vickers Medical. And then when he took redundancy from there, he had several other draftsman jobs before retiring. But most of his time, when I was growing up in the house, he was at Vickers Medical.
And presumably your schooling was in that area?
My schooling was all in Basingstoke, yes.
Yeah. And I suppose what we're really interested in is when you came to Caldecott?
I moved to Caldecott in 1994 after finishing a degree course at Oxford Polytechnic, which later became Oxford Brookes University, before I'd finished. I got married in the summer of 1994, a month after finishing my course, and moved to Caldecott with my husband. My husband had grown up in Caldecott from the age of seven, so he already knew the, we call it the village. His parents had lived here since he was seven, and I, of course, I had visited Caldecott before I married him, so I did know Caldecott for the time that I was at university as well, but actually living here, I moved in the summer of 1994.
And what was Caldecott like in those days when you, it's how long ago, just over 20 years?
Caldecott when I first moved here was very different to what I was used to. Having grown up in the big town of Basingstoke and then spending 3 years in Oxford, which is a city, Caldecott to me was extremely small. There was no facilities in the way of cinema, theatre, and things that I had been used to. The facilities that there were was a small cabin outside in the car park area of the secondary school here, which held a library, and I spent an awful lot of time in there. The other big facility that was of interest to me was the local church, Caldecott Methodist Church, which we joined and I transferred my membership to.
Is that a formal process, you know, transferring your membership from the old church to the new one?
Because I had grown up in the Salvation Army and then gone around several different churches at university, I wasn't actually sure that my membership had been transferred properly. So it was a formal process that eventually that I decided to be confirmed, because I had been baptised but I hadn't actually been confirmed into any church, because the Salvation Army don't do that. So I actually took my promises again in that sense, to join the Methodist Church, because the church denominations that I had been to previously, it wasn't quite as straightforward, I didn't think, as it might have been if you were coming from another Methodist church, in which case you would have just had your name read out in a service as having transferred your membership.
So tell me more about the church.
The church, when I first moved to Caldecott in the way of a building, had been moved around by Joe Rooney, which I think is mentioned on another interview. That had already happened when I joined. However, it did have wooden seats, which were linked together with a piece of board, and weren't easily moved. So when we run things like Holiday Club and things like that, it was quite a palaver to move all the chairs. There was, when I first got here, I think a cabin outside in the car park where the Sunday school used to meet. That was in the process of being dismantled very shortly after I arrived, but I do vaguely remember that, probably more from visits up before I actually moved than after I'd moved. Me and Gareth, by terms of membership, were probably about 20 years younger than most members of the local church, which was a big difference from what I had been used to in Oxford.
And more about the congregation, could you say more about the congregation? They were older by and large. Was it a large congregation?
It was a reasonable size congregation, and they were quite active in the amount that they did in the community and got involved in. It wasn't as evangelical or charismatic, perhaps, as congregations that I had been previously in, but they were very warm and loving people and welcomed me and Gareth. And there was, at the time when I first moved, a lot of children's work going on within the community, so like Sunday school and holiday clubs and things in that line that I got quite involved in.
And later on, your own children?
By the time my own children were born, Alan was born in the year 2000, January of 2000, and then the twins were born in 2003, the summer of 2003. The church at that time had changed quite a bit. We had had quite a young minister after Joe Rooney had retired, and a lot of new people joined the church, and then things went a little bit pear-shaped for a while, and that minister moved on in difficult circumstances, and then we had a year without a minister, and then Marie came to our church, Marie Farrimond, and a lot of healing went on over that time. Now the church is being led by the Reverend Previn Anderson, and the congregation has fluctuated over the time. At the moment it's probably not quite as many as was around in the time of Mike Martin, but the people that are there on the whole, again, do tend to be older, but there are a few of us slightly younger people around. But my children are the only children in the church at the moment on a regular basis. Mm. Other children do come on occasion, but my three are the only regular attenders.
Mm. And the changes in congregation, would that be partly due to people coming and going into the area? Or?
That is partly due to people coming and going in the area. Some people, after Mike left the church totally, some moved out of the area. And some, I believe, possibly moved to other churches within the area.
Mm.
Although I wouldn't like to say for definite.
No. And it's been a big part of your life.
It has.
Yeah. And I think you said that you have been a lay preacher at the church.
Yes, I decided, I think it was around 2008, I decided that I would like to become a local preacher within the Methodist Church. And so I did their training course, which took me 5 years to complete. So I didn't finish until 2013, and I was accredited in the March of 2014. So I have been preaching quite a long time, but the training took a long time as well.
So the accreditation, is that a formal process within the congregation?
Yes, or? That's you're recognised within the circuit at your accreditation service, and you're able to go on to you will have been taking services and leading services during your training, but you're recognised as being fully trained and able to go anywhere within the circuit. And once you're accredited, then you can preach at any Methodist church if you have an invitation.
So coming back to when you moved into the area, so what can you tell me about the home that you moved into, or the house that you moved into?
When I first moved to Caldecott, me and my husband bought a house in Shelley Close, which is off Longfellow Road, down the bottom end of Caldecott towards Roggett. We lived there from the time that we were married in 94 until 2000, 2001, when we then moved up into Swan Close, which is where we live now. We moved into in Shelley Close. It was a three-bedroomed house, terraced, which we were the end one, so it was like a semi-detached. And the smallest room was really just a box room. So it was two bedrooms and a box room, which we turned into a study. It was completely stripped when we moved in, including light fittings. There was a lot of work that we had to do in the few months. My husband basically did before I married him, in sort of between the Easter and the summer, to get the place livable. But even when we first moved in, there were things that we still really needed to do. I think we'd managed to get somebody in to do the boiler and get the radiators and central heating working. And his Gareth, that is my husband's dad and granddad, had rewired parts of the house because his grandfather was a qualified electrician. So between the three of them, they had done quite a bit to the electrics. And when me and Gareth first moved in, we were still decorating rooms, and as we were moving out, we were still putting carpets down. so that we could sell the house to move. So it was sort of like a first house. We moved then when Alan, my eldest, was 9 months old, roughly, up to Swan Close. And that house that we moved into then was in no way comparable in the amount of decoration it needed into it. It was decorated. There are things that still could do with being decorated now, as places, you know, move on and time moves on, but it wasn't anything like our first house.
And that's where you live now.
That's where I live now. Yes, this is now a four bedroomed house, three rooms which are upstairs that are used as bedrooms, but a fourth room that is bigger than, well, it is a big box room that's now being used as a study, but it could be used easily as a bedroom. Whereas the house in Shelley, the smallest room, would have been difficult to use as a proper bedroom.
So tell me about the children and what schools they've gone to.
We've made the decision that when Alan got to school age, to send him to the Welsh medium school, which had at the time been open, I think, for 2 years.
What year was that roughly?
I can't remember which year it.
When he started.
When he started was, he was born in the year 2000, so he would have started school in 2004. And the Welsh school, I think, had been open a year or two years when he started. The school was down in Sudbrook. It was a bus journey away. He had previously been to an English nursery because there wasn't a nursery attached to the school that I could easily get him to. There was one open for a very short while, but it folded again. He thrived. He loved learning Welsh, and so when the twins were old enough to start school, we also sent them to the Welsh school, which was at the time still in Sudbrook. They did their first year, reception year, down in Sudbrook, and then the Welsh school moved up to Sandy Lane, which it currently is now. And it was quite a big thing for the move of the school. A lot of people took it a lot more seriously once it had moved, in that it was much easier to get to. If you were living in Caldecott, to get your children across the old railway bridge into Sudbrook was a bit of a pain. And if you used the school bus, then it was your child had to be happy on the school bus, which some children take to straight away, and others are less inclined to. And of course, then once it moved to Sandy Lane, there was more opportunity to open a nursery attached to the school as well, which then fed into the school system. It was quite a big thing for me and Gareth to choose to send our children to Welsh medium school, because neither of us were fluent in Welsh at all. Me having come from Basingstoke, and my husband's family having no Welsh speakers since his great-grandfather, who was the last fluent Welsh speaker in his dad's side, the family.
So what was the motivation to do it?
The motivation for sending them to a bilingual school was that children who are bilingual do tend to do better in school, and living in Wales, they have more opportunity, especially with the increase of the Welsh language in this area. A lot of jobs and organisations are looking for people that can speak both languages. So I thought that it would be beneficial to them in the long run. we both, me and Gareth, have had some lessons and do understand and can speak some Welsh, but it is very limited. If, when you hear my children speak, there's no way we've even with years of lessons that we're anywhere near as fluent as they are.
At what stage are the children at now? Are they still in that school? What years are they in those schools, in that school?
The twins are now age 14 and just doing their first year of GCSEs. So Catherine is opted in her options, and they only get three options these days to take RE, computing and music, and Emrys has opted to take art, Jamie Oliver catering and computing again. So they're just starting their GCSEs, and then my eldest is now taking his final A-level year before going to university, so he's now 17.
Has he decided which university he'd like to go to?
He would like to go to a Welsh-speaking university. He did very well in his GCSEs. He got very, very good marks in his GCSEs, and he got both his English language and literature, and his Welsh language and literature first language papers all at grade C and above. So he has passed a GCSE in the equivalent of both both languages as first languages.
And what would do you think he might study if he goes to what choice?
He would like to study marine biology. Whether he actually gets good enough A level results to get in remains to be seen, as the universities that he would like to go to are asking for very high marks. They really would like A's at A level in all three of the subjects that he's studying. Well, three of the subjects he's studying. He has to take four subjects because he's chosen to take chemistry, biology and maths, which he's doing fine in, but they also at A level and now, but not when he was going through at GCSE, take the Welsh Baccalaureate. So he's actually studying four A-levels in effect. But those maths and sciences, they're asking for A grades in. He'd like to go either to Bangor or Swansea or Aberystwyth, which all do the marine biology course in part in Welsh. He's very keen on the Welsh language.
So turning back to yourself, what, or you've been very involved with the church, it sounds as if it's a big part of your life. So what are the things are you involved with in the community in Caldecott?
Within the community, recently I've got involved in something called Street Life Sarnies, which is an organisation headed up by Claire Day that help the homeless or those vulnerably housed, and this runs from over Bristol side right up to Cardiff and out towards Martha Tydfil. They collect donations to give people that are on the streets or vulnerably housed, and I run a coffee morning in my house every Monday now to support that cause. Very recently as well, pottery has just moved to Caldecott, which I spent a lot of time in because I like crafting. And it's not just pottery. They do lots of different craft workshops in there, and it is a coffee shop as well. So I spend quite a bit of time currently in there. The library facilities in Caldecott, when my children were growing up, was somewhere where I spent a lot of time. I brought all three children to the when they were small to the story time that was held here and to the rhyme time. And all of my children thought that the library was great because of the underfloor heating. And in the winter, it was lovely just to get out of the house and somewhere that go somewhere else in the community that was warm and would be safe for the children to be in.
And any other involvement with the library?
Currently, I'm a member of the Friends of the Library group. I haven't actually joined a book club here, but I have in the past been part of the writers group that was here.
Mm.
I think they do still meet, but I currently haven't got time to go to that, or the time changed, I can't quite remember.
Mm.
But I stopped going to that when the youth worker at the church, Phil, left, because me and him used to come to that together kind of thing. And my daughter has started volunteering at the library and hopes to do part of her Duke of Edinburgh Award here. I still come into the library for other things. And when it moved to be in the hub, I do have to come here, even if it's just to collect the green bags and the red and purple sacks for the rubbish.
So anything else I might have asked about which you'd like to talk about?
Prompt me.
What about doctors, dentists, things like that?
When we first moved here, we used to go to the dentist down by the Co-op, and at the time that was the National Health Dentist. When they became private, as many of the dentists did, we went and found a different dentist surgery in Chepstow for a while. However, when that one then moved to becoming private, we have moved back to Teeth for Life, which was the one that we started out at. The Grey Horse surgery I have used quite regularly, mostly while I was pregnant. I spent a lot of time there in that during both pregnancies. I had low platelets, which was blood condition, which meant that I would bleed very easily, and they had to keep doing blood tests to check the levels of those. I find that the Grey Hill surgery, although there have been some complaints about it on social media mostly, I've always found them very helpful when they can be. Yeah, but the doctors there are really nice and helpful. If you need services that are more than they can offer, then it is a trip into Newport to the Gwent, which is quite a long journey. So if you can get away with using the surgery, I think most people would from Caldecott, because you don't really want to be driving to the Gwent.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Yvette, for a really interesting view of somebody who's come into the area, and especially for your involvement with the Methodist Church. And your children now have grown up in Caldecott, and really Caldecott is home to them, isn't it?
Caldecott is their home, yes. They will always think of it as their home.
Yeah, thank you very much.